numbers 11, 12, and 13. It's for the closing of a portion of Riverstone Road at Fernback Avenue under file DAC 11 of 2008. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter, this is a combined hearing, and the following items will also be considered. Item 12, which is an application for subdivision and rezoning for three unaddressed properties at the corner of Main Street and Fernbank Avenue in the Old Kildonan Ward under file DASZ 23 of 2008 to rezone property from an R1E residential single-family district to an R2 residential two-family and an R1S residential single-family district, and also a variance application for the same property under file DAV 122836 of 2018.
Okay, the applicant is Glenn Holders.
Glenn Holders from the City of Winnipeg.
Name and address for the record, please.
Hi, my name is Eric Bogan, 30 Spears Road, Winnipeg.
Can you hear me now?
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Novamed is involved in this property by virtue of having a remainder of a multifamily piece on the most southerly edge of it. The piece to the north is owned by Silpit Industries, and a piece, and he has an arrangement with the city to purchase the city's portion of that site.
You've read the planner's report?
I have read the planner's report, yes, and I had some comments on it, and we've worked out a number of the details on that. We also sent out a letter after making the application to the neighborhood. We got one phone call expressing concern about public housing on the site. That was the extent of what we had heard prior to tonight. We have read the planner's report and the ACG report. Given that we had told on an application for a low-density multifamily in prior, we were expecting that certain work would remain as is. I now understand that the city would prefer to work with a new development agreement rather than having an amendment to an old one. We have gained clarification on several items that I brought up within the ACG report through a letter response from Shirley Mateel in the Land Development Department that's attached to the schedule here. Included in that back and forth is a request that a one-foot strip be established south of the public lane to ensure recovery rights on that. There is also a mention of a contribution by this property to the cost of signalization at Main Street and Fernbank, and I again point out that Novamed has made that contribution for their share of that land.
There have been a number of emails today that have crossed my desk going back and forth between you and the administration. Have you reached agreement, or are you still at odds? I only want to hear the points you're at odds on.
Okay, well, the point that I think we have a problem with is a request that was new to this application that a side yard of 8 meters be established for the single-family lot adjacent to Main Street. The lot is at its most generous point about 44 feet wide, and a 26-foot side yard would render it unbuildable.
If the city didn't sell this, because it's all city land.
Pardon me?
The city didn't sell it. It is city land.
This portion of the site that remains, it would belong to Novamet and Silpit. The city's taken a good piece of Main Street for widening and a good piece of Fernbank for widening.
I'm seeing a diagram, a part that says... Looking at a different map there. There's a piece on Fernbank that's in Main Street that's marked R1S, which would be, it's curved, hatched line around it. Mm-hmm. Does the city not own this land?
No, that land is got two owners in that portion, Silpit and and Novomet.
So what's this?
The city has...
Same thing, there's apartments. What does the city own? It's hatched all the way out into Fernbank.
I have a map here for passing along that describes the ownerships of the various parties in the land. It also shows the areas of Main Street and Fernbank that the city has required to be dedicated for road widening.
Novomet City. There's part of... in the corner here that's a big squared out.
That's a piece that Silpit Industries has been asked to give to the city for okay. street widening and
that
intersection
whole thing here is being asked to be
that's
dedicated
correct.
To you, although the city owns this part of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we get you submitted it? We have to keep it for the record.
I can find another one of those.
Yeah. It's amazing. Okay.
The problem that we have been wrestling with on this site is really the expectation of the major owner, Mr. Kaufman and Silpit, that this would be a good multifamily site. We faced some very serious concerns from property owners when we made a low density multifamily application and proposed condo development on the site. And clearly, it comes down to what land value is left after all the costs are paid out to the city. At this point, we have found a builder that is ready to do some duplex type development there, and could conceivably pay enough to excite Mr. Kaufman to the point of getting this thing going. We're acting here as cleaning up a loose end of one of our areas, Riverbend. But the final area that we have a problem with here is the side yard requirement. On Main Street. If we were to accede to the 8-meter side yard, it would effectively end that, take that last lot and make it unbuildable. We would ask that this committee consider recommending that it be reduced to an 8-foot side yard, or in the alternative, reduce it, that lot in width by 20 feet by expanding the R2 lot to the west of it by 20 feet, and I could perhaps make a broader thing.
Give me a second with the plans. We have the fence of somebody who backs onto Main Street right next door, their backyard fence, okay? And the fence goes around all the owners down Main Street, the backyard fence. You're talking about taking a piece from this R1S, most of it, and putting it into the name of the city of Winnipeg. How are we going to cut that grass? There's a ditch between it and Main Street. It's not a straight line down the street. It's a big indentation. It would become a pile of crap.
I don't think the city's asking for any additional land. This is the same as the Sauvin Way application that we just dealt with.
It would have to be turned over to the city.
No,
they don't want it. They wouldn't pay taxes on it. They'd make it a separate lot, not pay the taxes, and we don't.
What the administration is recommending is that the plan be amended and that those R2 lots be made larger so that you would essentially still have 8 lots, but each of them would be bigger.
Yeah, but the last one would have to have this huge side yard.
That's, again, Public Works noise attenuation setback requirement.
Yeah. Anybody living on Main Street might sneak up on them if there's a car on it. Pardon my language. Okay. So you want a 10-foot side yard?
Well, the
like
I guess I have
yard?
Two options. In order for me to respect the side yard and still gain the value that would be attributed to another living unit, I could, in the alternative, shrink that final lot so that it is truly unbuildable and make the R2 lot adjacent to it wider by some 20 to 24 feet.
Why would you
feet.
Have to shrink? Why don't you just eliminate it and increase the R2 lot?
Well, if I could increase the final R2 lot so we could put a triplex on it rather than a duplex, I would get another dwelling unit and gain a similar result.
You need 17 dwelling units to make it go with.
Well, that's what I told Mr. Kaufman we were going to go for here, and I've got to make sure that we do the best we can here. And I think either putting a house closer to Main Street, a single family house closer to Main Street, or allowing the adjacent R2 lot to be widened to allow it to contain a triplex would do the same thing.
So, Mr. Vogan, how come you can build single family houses all over the place, and it's fine? This one lot, if you built 10 single-family houses, 12 single, would be unviable. What are the extra charges on this lot, not yet levied, that make it untenable as a single-family street like it is the rest of the way down Fernbank?
There is a lot of single-family development on Fernbank, and
there's only single-family development.
Well, and there's some R2 on Riverstone immediately west. However, what we're trying to find is a niche where people can find a new home with good value and get what they need.
I thought you were trying to make enough money so that Mr. Kaufman would go for the deal. You just said that.
Well, it depends. Like, certainly land is a drive demand. Land is valuable only because people can live on it. And if less people can live on it, there's less value. And I think that's where we're coming from. The question of why aren't we doing single family? Because there'd be less people there and be less value on that lot. Plus, the existing single family homes on Fernbank would be direct competition to that. So it'd been there, done that.
Well, you don't have any competition. You built them all. You're finished. But so are there outstanding monies on these lands payable to the city for something?
I understand that that's all clear.
That's all clear.
There would be dedication payable on the new lands and then perhaps a signalization contribution on the new lands, from the new lands.
I didn't know they were building duplexes anymore. I've owned a few.
Our Qualico group, our house building division, built a duplex over on Murray Avenue and found it to be wildly
That one was great.
Well, and it was very well received by the people who bought it. We've also got a duplex being built on the lake in Sage Creek, and it's a walkout duplex, looks very much like a mansion.
You're talking about a row of eight of them across from the back end of a church parking lot, and the side, look at Signet, the side of a house there. I'm not sure that that's in keeping with that area. I don't want to cheapen that area. I don't want to cheapen the entrance to that area. Fernbank will probably someday be a four-lane divided roadway going by there. And I'm not so sure that a row of eight duplexes along there is going to add anything to the community.
Well, it's going to add another 17 families to the community.
Yeah, but you could put 12 or 13 single-family houses there on R13.5 lots. You got a back lane. You don't need front driveways or front attached garages in any way. So you don't need 42-foot lots or whatever. I don't know what makes this different, that you have to make more money off this little piece of land. I think it's your partner. I guess. A wonderful person, I'm sure. I don't know, but I'm sure
you. Well, I also think
you led me to this by saying, they won't do it unless there's a return. Well, you just want to get rid of your last little bit because you don't even own half of this.
I think a property owner in this situation could reasonably expect that this site is suitable for multifamily development. And indeed, in previous planners' reports, we have seen a sign-off on that. It's an expectation that you're at the corner of a collector street and a major arterial, and bus service is good. The services are right there. This is a great spot for multifamily development. What we've been told is that, the less multifamily development, the better. And we're now.
No, there are multifamily sites, and they're not long slivers normally.
No,
and you're left with what you're left with. I'm not blaming you. Okay.
Any other questions, Mr. Hogan? Are you done with your presentation?
I'm concluded.
Okay, we'll get a chance to come back and respond. We have some folks registered in opposition. Kevin and Jacqueline Koenig, who wish to speak? Name and address for the record, please.
I'm Kevin Koenig at 95 William Whitewood Gate. My land is directly south of the land in question, so I back directly onto this land. And I guess it just seems to me that this is a purely financial decision. I don't understand, as Mr. O'Shaughnessy pointed out, why single-family homes cannot be built on this land. All of the residents when this multifamily was brought up a couple of years ago and subsequently repealed, we were willing to accept single-family homes there. I wouldn't be here if the plan was for single-family homes. I have an issue with the back lane that I'll get to, but that's basically...
We won't allow the driveways onto Fernbank. The back lane's going to be there, I'll tell you
that. My issue with the back lane is the exiting onto Main Street. We see that as a major safety concern, and we also see it as a traffic concern because the lands to the north of Fernbank, in order to get onto Main Street, your options are either Fernbank or Red River Boulevard. To take Fernbank, there's currently no yield there, so it takes a considerable amount of time to get onto Main Street. What happens is these motorists will take Red River Boulevard, Riverstone Avenue, south to Red River Boulevard. So it creates a lot of traffic down Riverstone, and I don't think it was ever designed to handle that much traffic.
Good point.
When they travel down Riverstone, if this lane goes all the way through to Main Street, I envision people simply making a left turn, using an uncontrolled intersection to get onto Main Street. I think it would be a logical thing to do. If I didn't live directly behind it, I'd probably do it myself. So that's my point on the back lane. When I bought my house, when others built their houses directly on William White Lake Bay, the expectation was this is single family, that single family home would be built there. Single family homes directly to the south, directly to the west, and directly to the north on Signet. I don't feel it fits in with the neighborhood as it's presently laid out, or at least this section of the neighborhood. I feel there'd be a lot, it would create more traffic concerns in that area where there already are traffic concerns. There's some concern about my home value, particularly. I didn't buy a home with a back lane, no duplex behind it. I bought a home with a potential for a lane, and I understood that there probably would be a lane because there wouldn't be access off of Fernbank, and that's understandable. But the lands were zoned single family. So my wife and I purchased our home with the thought that single family homes would be built there. I believe that's everything I have to say.
Any questions for Mr. Koenig? Thanks very much. Next up, we have Richard Sloboda. Should speak. Name and address for the record, please.
Yeah. My name's Richard Sloboda. I live at 71 William White Way Bay, and my home backs on the south side of the property being requested for zoning, right behind the R1-S property. We have no issue with building houses on that property. That's what it was zoned for. The only portion of that land that is zoned multifamily is the portion owned by NovaMet, which is going to be the lane portion only. The other two pieces of land are zoned single family. That long strip of land was left over from a business decision to build houses on William White Way Bay 20 years ago. How they got left with that little strip of land, I don't know. But that's been left over for 20 years. Like I said, we have no problems with the infill. We have no problems with building single family homes in it. We do have a major concern with the lane opening, exiting onto Main Street. And according to the report there, as stated in here, it says this lane will improve overall circulation of the site and reduce potential traffic conflicts on Fernbank Avenue. Well, Fernbank Avenue is a feeder route to Main Street and is supposed to be designed to handle that traffic, not a back lane onto Main Street. We do not want a back lane, a thoroughfare, for all the residents of Riverbank.
There won't be a back lane onto Main Street.
Wow.
Thank you for pointing it out, you two.
Yeah.
If it's there, it'll curve onto Fernbank. It sure as hell will not come wide open onto Main Street. That's a death trap.
Absolutely.
And a speedway.
Living myself on the corner, I can't even tell you how many accidents there are.
You're waiting for the light at Fernbank, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and the cars stop the other way, why don't I just whip down this lane?
That's exactly what they're going to do.
Only a few thousand a day, though.
Yeah. So that's our two major concerns with that rezoning of that property.
Good. Thank you very much, sir. Next up, we have Jacob Sitterman.
I'm going to go to Peters first.
Why?
My father defers to me.
Sure, Rudy Peters. You're up.
We don't
Rudy Peters.
My name is Rudy Peters. I reside at Unit 8, 2655 Main Street. That's Rivergate Park. I'm speaking for myself and for the 43 residents at Rivergate Park, and perhaps also for 500 individuals who signed a petition in opposition to the design of the subdivision. Given the comments by Mr. O'Shaughnessy just a minute ago, my comments may be redundant. But in any case, our specific objection is to the back lane exiting on Main Street. Main Street is one of the three or four major arterial roads in Winnipeg. According to the City of Winnipeg Transportation Standards Manual 1991, quote, to maximize safety and efficiency, major arterial streets should only intersect with streets classified as expressway, arterial, or collector. Common sense agrees with this statement. A back lane hardly qualifies as an expressway or arterial. The current design violates the standard manual and common sense. Efficiency of traffic flow on Main Street is affected, and certainly it constitutes a safety hazard. We respectfully ask that this particular request for rezoning be denied and that the proposal be sent back to the developer to be redesigned in such a way that no back lane exits onto Main Street. And I thank you.
We can do it here.
Well, I would request that you do that. Respectfully.
Thank you, Mr. Peters. Jacob Suderman?
My name is Jacob Suderman, and I live in Unit 16, 2655 Main Street. And I just want to support him and let you know that we've been talking about whether we could rezone our backyards basically as a cemetery. And the reason for that is we can't get out of 2655 Main Street to get on the Main Street to go to the grocery store, so we're going to die of hunger. It's about that simple. And when we saw this lane coming out there, let me try to explain what actually happens there, because we have been at the city to try to get Fernbank somehow across so that we can come out of our units to go where the lights are, because literally from 3 to kind of 6, you can't get out of the place. There are two lanes. Let me just kind of do this. There's a left turn lane on Fernbank, and so this lane turns left and piles up almost all the way to Riverbend, because there is no light to turn. And so the whole thing is kind of crummy. And I think I'm glad I heard what you said already. It's been approved. Get Main Street, or that crazy back lane off Main Street. And I hope someday you'll listen to us, and we've got to do something about
it. We will.
Great.
We're trying. Some of your people have brought up trying to go to the through that end to the Copa Road.
Right on.
We're working.
Oh,
but,
fantastic.
Well, it's not easy.
No,
and we don't own the road.
Hey, I just said to my friend, if I ever go kind of wacky, remind me never to be a counselor.
You said it.
Okay, Jason Yoon, are you in opposition or for information? Do you wish to speak? Okay. And Leona Ozog, do you wish to speak?
I'm just here for information. My inhabitants of Rivergate Park.
Okay.
Very well.
Fantastic.
Mr. Chairperson, there's also in your pack, your folder, so it's a communication from David and Cindy Brown in opposition.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Mr. Vogan,
you have the floor.
Sum up.
I think first I better talk about the lane.
Ain't happening.
Well, I had talked to the Public Works Department. I think their concern is putting more traffic onto the Fernbank intersection, Fernbank Main intersection, up where it's already busy. And they figured the smoothest way to do that was a right-in, right-out lane with no left turn. And
who's going to obey that? Not
me. Well, there's a pork chop in the middle. You'll damage your car.
Not if you have to wait. Just come in your glide. It's an alley. Like, for people to come out, you can be heading north on Main. Oh, there it is. I just shoot right in there, as long as the traffic stopped coming the other way. No.
Main Street,
these are the same people who need you to put a 38-foot side yard on a 40-foot lot But you could drive right out a lane onto Main Street. Nah.
You don't have that further south.
All right, well, they don't want any further driveways out on the Fernbank because of the traffic there either. So no access out on the Fernbank, no access out on the Main Street. We just have a big parking lot there.
It turns through that single-family lot you have and joins up onto Fernbank.
Yeah. It comes out of the intersection. That would be totally against traffic regulations.
Oh. Same people who want 38-foot side yards on houses, right?
Well, that is the problem, and that was the solution that Public Works had.
That's their solution, yeah.
All right.
They have to say that.
Harry and I are not approving going straight out onto Main Street off a back lane. You don't do it on Pritchard Avenue. You don't do it on Selkirk Avenue. You don't do it on Manitoba. You don't do it on Lansdowne Avenue.
300 feet north, there are people with driveways out onto Main Street.
In the rural municipality.
Excuse me, I'm just immediately north of the Croatian church.
How many accidents have been caused by people getting on to the main flow of traffic that's clipping at about 60 to 70 kilometers an hour, and they go on there to try to beat the traffic, and they never see the light of day again?
So what you would suggest in the alternative is that we have a giant turnaround so that all the vehicles can come back out onto Riverstone to get out onto Fernbank and up to Main Street?
Nope. Sorry, Eric.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying.
I really need a design. I don't have a clue how this will work.
Well, I'll tell you what. I designed a U-turn light on McPhillips. The next thing I knew, the city had a commercial saying how one of their traffic engineers had this brilliant idea of doing this on a light. I mean, it ain't brilliant, and I did it. But that's okay. One of their dearly... Suderman, I think the name. No, something like that.
Good
Sorry,
name, Councillor.
Great name. If he's done,
I really am not sour today.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Eric, but I am sour today.
This is. They'll work out. Don't worry.
I have a question for you, Eric. There's no way this can happen with single-family homes?
Well, you know, if you wanted to put single-family homes there, lots there, we could find somebody that built them.
Okay.
And you'd find people to buy.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be R15 or R1 4.5. It'd be R1 3.5 with 38-foot.
It'd be R1S.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know that.
How to go through the way it is, except to close off.
No, can't. Well, can't do it with the R2.
We're not here for that.
There's no need for that.
No.
Okay.
So let me understand that this community, you just don't want to see R2 developed. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is there a place where it can happen? Can we do
last
it
time I voted, I think we're about to screw you. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, when it's the first house in, not the last house in. It's the first house in, people know before they buy the lot next to it. But the lane? Never. Never. Until I'm overruled again. It's like being at home. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Bogan, thank you very much. Stand down.
Chairman, I'd move the reports of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor?
Move the receipt of public representation be concluded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Contrary, carried.
The recommendation.